This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday night. OSF St. Mary Medical Center and the Children's Hospital of Illinois at OSF St. Francis in Peoria are once again holding a health fair of sorts for kids coming up in a couple of weeks. So we're going to talk about that with Stephanie Miles, a program coordinator for Children's Hospital of Illinois, which again is at St. Francis in Peoria. Stephanie, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you on. I recall us talking about the Healthy Lives for Kids event that was held last year, and it must have went so well that you're having it again this year.
Absolutely. We had a great time in Galesburg last year. We had lots of families come out and attend. Really, really good feedback and evaluations from the people that did attend, wishing that we could even do, you know, even more of these types of events because they're totally free, and not only do kids have a great time, they get to learn in a way that they don't really realize they're learning.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that and what kind of led to planning an event like this. Was it that ability to help kids learn about health and that sort of thing, or what led to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, unfortunately, you know, the epidemic of obesity in our children, it's on the rise, and that's not just here in Illinois. That's really nationwide. And we were really looking at a way, like, what can we do for our community to kind of help combat this issue? And I kind of look at it as myself, as I'm a parent myself. I have three children, and I'm actually expecting my fourth.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So I was just looking at a different ways from like a parent's perspective, I guess. Lots of times we go to these health fairs and, you know, of course there's bouncy houses and face painting and balloons, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those events. Those are super fun. My kids love them. But I wanted to design an event that's just as fun and educational in a way that kids don't know they're really learning, but they are. So the event that I came up with is called the Healthy Lives for Kids Days. We have stations, and I call them stations, but they're actually little activities that we've kind of developed for sleep, because I know as a parent myself, getting my kids to go to sleep on time or getting that set bedtime schedule is tricky.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also know that getting them to sleep on time and getting enough sleep helps their whole day start good. I can always tell when my children have stayed up too late. The next day, it's like their whole schedule is thrown off. So we've got a couple tricks up our sleeve to help with that.
It works that way for some of us adults, too.
I know. I'm. You know what I always say? I think it's because sometimes adults, like, we want to get our kids to bed. We don't really take care of ourselves as well. We need to get sleep, too, or our days start off crappy, too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking, and I didn't mean to interrupt you here, Stephanie, but do you find with things like sleep schedules and even other aspects of children's health that maybe parents think one thing, but the reality is a whole different thing?
Yes, I think a lot of times parents focus more on the bedtime. Like, I want my kid to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I don't really care what time your child goes to bed, but your child, and we've got a booklet that we give out, depending on your child's age, they should be getting a certain number of hours each night of sleep. It's not necessarily that the kid that's three should be going to bed at 7 p.m. every night. Maybe they should be, but they should be getting, you know, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I think it's around 13 hours of sleep every night. So it's just setting that, it's that expectation of, you know, my child should be getting X number of hours of sleep. It's not really what time they should be going to bed.
Is it something like with sleep that it varies on the age of the child or other factors, or is it really that hard and fast sort of clock-like rule, I guess?
It does. It varies by age. And as you know, as you get a little bit older, you don't need as much, they say. But I mean, I'm thinking of teenagers, and it seems like they sleep all the time.
Yeah, wait till they get to college. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It seems like that's how it is. And of course, our little ones want to stay up as late. You know, it seems like all of a sudden bedtime rolls around and, you know, they need a glass of water. They need this. They need that. It seems like all of a sudden they've got more things to do than you can.
And they've just bought them. They've somehow figured out how to buy themselves more time.
No, it's so funny. But so we do some things with parents and with their kids to kind of help help them gauge and, you know, how many hours of sleep they should be getting. And here's some ways to help get them to sleep. A little bit of a little twist on how on bedtime. We also have stations, of course, on physical activity to combat that obesity. Mm-hmm. And again, it's things that you can do in your own home. We don't have bouncy houses because I know I'm a mom. I can't afford a bouncy house in my backyard. But what can I do to make sure my kids aren't constantly, you know, on the phones or tablets and their, you know, video games? I want to get them outside and doing things.
You know, that's got to be a hard thing to try to get across to parents, especially with the way technology is kind of taken over our lives, isn't it?
It is tricky, but I think once you see how easy it is, like, I'm not kidding. I went a lot of the supplies for my obstacle course. I went to Dollar Tree and picked these things up, and I created them, used different things, and I just, you know, I used my imagination, my creativity
to
make it fun. And I have my kids, my older two are 7 and 6. They will go through this thing 100 times. It's just so much fun. You know, hula hoops and pool foam noodles. It's just a lot of fun for them.
Anything that we might not expect, or perhaps parents might be, say, surprised to learn about their kids coming up?
It just depends on you have to remember that every child is different. So every child, just depending, we try to incorporate something that we think will catch the attention of, you know, every different type of child. So maybe you're not really into, you know, a race, so, you know, as to speak, for an obstacle course. I don't care how fast you go through it. I just want you moving.
Activity's activity, right?
Right. We just adapt to the child that's there. We have a healthy snack. We have our dietetic interns coming, and they've prepared 3 healthy snacks that your child can, I mean, a 3-year-old can make these.
Wow.
It's just changing that pattern of that mindset of, we don't have to just go straight for the Cheetos. We can take this apple and make it look, you know, fun with 2 steps, and kids might be more than likely to eat it. We also have something that we don't think about too often is our child's mental health. Kids have stress, whether you're 3 or up to 103. We all have stress in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Some different techniques that you can use as a parent at home to help your child, basically to help their mental health, to help their, you know, how do they cope every day. We just have a couple different things. And like I said, the evaluations from Galesburg last year were really, really positive. The event is totally free. They get all sorts of free goodies. They get, every child that attends gets a free fitness tracker. It's like a Fitbit, but it's not.
Okay.
They all get a hiking bag. They get water bottles. They get a portion control plate, a portion control lunch container if they want to take their lunch to school. They get to make a couple things that they get to take with them, which I won't spoil the surprise for all of them. But they get all this stuff, and it's totally free, and families usually have a blast at them.
And you're partnering with other agencies here, are you not?
Yeah, well, there'll be other community resources there available as well. I don't have the list of everybody that's attending, but I know there'll be lots of different booths there, and they also themselves give out really great information if you're looking for certain resources in the community. And again, they have, you know, fun little giveaways. Sometimes they have games at their stations as well.
All right. Talk about the when and the where and that sort of thing.
Sure. So it's Saturday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to noon. It's at the Knox College Field House, which is on Depot Street in Galesburg. You do have to pre-register your child, and you can do that at the Children's Hospital of Illinois.org website. There'll be a flashing banner. You click on it, and it's pretty easy to navigate through.
All right, and when we post this interview online on WGIL, we'll link to that as well to make it maybe a little bit easier as well.
Awesome.
So this is otherwise a free event, you say?
Totally, absolutely, 100% free. We're also going to be giving away things, like we'll be raffling off, you know, bikes and all sorts of goodies, even in an air fryer, some grocery gift cards for parents. So it's a really fun event, and I hope to see everybody there.
All right. And again, you can just go to that link we'll provide to find out more information and, again, to register. Anything else we should know, Stephanie?
Nope. I think it's going to be a really fun day. And, you know, it's indoors, so it doesn't matter if it rains or snows. I hate to say that.
Well, to be fair, who can predict that sort of thing around here anymore? That's just ridiculous.
I know. My poor 7-year-old is just so distraught when I told her it might snow on Monday.
Yeah, I would appreciate that if we'd not bring that up again. But
my lips are sealed.
There you go. All right, Stephanie Miles with Children's Hospital of Illinois. Thank you so much for your time. And once again, best wishes with this event coming up on April 28th.
Great. Thank you so much, Will.
And again, Stephanie Miles is with Children's Hospital of Illinois, a program coordinator there. So you can get more information again at childrenshospitalofillinois.org, or we'll have a link for you momentarily here at WGIL.com in the on-air conversation section. Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Commando and sports straight ahead on WGIL.